Now, it's been 2 weeks since the fire that devastated Primark and the bank buildings at Belfast city centre. And it's very much still hurting some of the local businesses in that area. Last week, we heard from businesses that are within the cordon, many of them fearing that they will not be able to operate for much longer. We also heard from businesses outside the cordon saying similar things. On Friday, James Neely, owner of restaurant Pizza Boutique, claims they are now being penalised by overzealous traffic wardens. James, good morning.
Morning, Stephen.
What's happening?
First, I'd like to echo what you just said there. It's been 2 weeks. And we're still no further in to helping to resolve some of the issues that us, the traders, outside the cordon face. On Friday, we now have a new problem added there, situation, that is where traffic wardens are now in Castle Street, threatening traders with parking tickets as if things aren't tight enough. Friday morning, myself and some of the other traders had a bit of hassle accessing our car parking spaces at the back of our premises. Like, we understand that Zara and a few others have to try and remove stock from the back of their premises. There's some pubs in Fountain Street and businesses in Fountain Lane there that get serviced with deliveries in the morning time. That affects us and our teams getting in to open up for the morning time to meet our suppliers there. All these things have a bit of a knock-on effect. And what we've seen lately, as of the weekend, is a new problem. As traffic wardens come penalising us and threatening us with tickets. In fact, one of my neighbouring traders had to drive up the street with his van open so he didn't get a ticket. And it just seems to be no level to human stupidity.
Well, the traffic wardens are doing their job, aren't they?
We totally understand that.
Yeah, so I've seen, and James, I've seen some video footage of traffic wardens excuse me, getting a hard time from members of the public. You know, the traffic wardens are lowly paid members.
We completely understand.
And they're doing their job.
We completely understand that. Look, it's just adding to the frustration that we face as traders. We didn't ask for this situation. Any financial help that will come to us is a long way down the line. And what traders have to do in the in-between is that have to suck up extra hours. You have to consider for small traders, guys like us, this affects our family lives. We have to work additional hours to try and make a saving anywhere that we can. And I suppose it just adds the frustration. The traffic wardens are doing their job. They're trying to keep Belfast clear and uncongested. And I think maybe where this came from, there's been business recovery meetings in City Hall and Europa Hotel, and we brought up the fact that it's logistically challenging now for us. We're running at extra cost, having staff in early when we wouldn't normally have, to try and meet our suppliers there just to keep our service running as normal and make sure it's uninterrupted as possible.
So you need that area, do you, to load and unload? And you're saying that if you're trying to load and unload, you're getting tickets. Is that the story?
Yeah, pretty much, yeah. We addressed this in one of those meetings that the traffic's a bit tight. And off the back of that, what happened was traffic wardens came around. And Stephen, the difficult thing for us is that we're in the hospitality business. We're in the business of pleasing people. People come to us, want to make them feel warm and welcome. And that's a message that we want to put out. The last thing that we need is to be constantly seen on whinging. Nobody likes to go to the guys that are always cross and angry. So it's a very, very difficult thing for us. And we have to be sensitive to, well, I hear the number of 1,000 people floated about that are immediately affected with this from Primark and the other 14 businesses and ground level that are affected. So we have to be very, very sensitive. There's people that are worse off than us, but we also have the responsibility, us, to make sure it doesn't become 1,010. And we've heard a lot of talk about the ripple effect around about the city. Well, small issues like this, unlike the parking, that is part of our ripple effect. That affects whether or not we can continue to trade as normal and whether or not our business has an additional cost to service in the times that we're not opening, to make sure that we're going to receive deliveries, don't have extra hours going on about looking for some of the stock, to make sure that we trade as normal. So it's very difficult for us. I spoke to your producer about this yesterday. We have to be very sensitive to the ones that are worse off than us. But we're a small business, we have a small voice, and we're dependent on the media to hold the council accountable at times like this, then to get things done that they say they will do within the time frame that they say they'll do it.
We went to the Department of Infrastructure and asked them about this, and they say that, look, there is provision for loading and unloading, but if vehicles are sitting in a restricted area and there's no loading and unloading going on, then traffic wardens apply a 10-minute observation period for commercial vehicles and 5 minutes for non-commercial vehicles before handing out a ticket.
Yeah, I think maybe we need to think outside the box a wee bit for this. We don't even need to think outside the box. It's just common sense. We need to stretch that a wee bit for traders at the minute. I mean, come on, if you've seen what we have coming in their premises and what our neighbours have coming in and out, 10 minutes is kind of tough. And I think at the minute, the way things are going on, I think we've asked for trading cards. Then can we get a trader's pass that gives us a bit of leeway? Stephen, we didn't ask for any of this. We've risked a lot. Everybody that goes in the business, should it be Castle Street or anywhere within the corridor of a certain area, we take a lot of this to be there.
Yeah. So you need them to cut you a bit of slack. There's only one way in and out now, and if you're trying to get
common sense.
If you're trying to get gear into your shop in the current circumstances, the last thing you want is a parking ticket.
I think so. There's a common sense approach around this. The last thing that we need is to have to go on and counsel bias and say it's not good enough. But that's the reality of it. I mean, us as small businesses, we come across problems all the time. We'll work to midnight, get it done. We're struggling with a few of the issues around about traffic flow and traffic management and footfall around about the cordon. We've brought a few issues up in some of these meetings, and we don't quite see. We understand that the council are dealing with something that is larger than most of the troubles that it came across in the city centre. We understand that.
The council, by the way, have told us that actions are underway to ensure affected premises are supported. They say there's been daily contact with business. They say that they will begin by assisting traders located within the cordon who want to access their property. They say this will be done on a case-by-case basis, depending on location. And they say they're trying their best.
Stephen, that's true. They're working very hard. We need to see it happen a little faster. That's it. And we could do without traffic wardens knocking on our door. Like I say, it's a difficult time. We have to be very sensitive to those that are a lot worse off than us. But things like traffic wardens knocking on your door, threatening you as a trader, they don't help.
James, thank you. And keep bringing the stories to us, sir, and we'll make sure that you're heard. Thank you very much indeed.